Welcome to the original site of True Light Baptist Church. The congregation, which now resides on Main Street, not only served as a Freedom Summer site, but also offered a place of worship for members of the community as well as volunteers. One volunteer in particular remembers attending services here during 1964. According to Dr. Sandra Adicki's book, Legacy of a Freedom School, in which she recollected her time in Hattiesburg, Reverend R.D. Ridgway took a special collection for food for the Freedom Summer teachers and reminded the congregation that they were entertaining angels unaware. The Mississippi Freedom Schools were designed to challenge the iniquities of Mississippi's segregated school system by providing an academic curriculum that included African American literature and history.
Not all the teachers who were recruited went to the same place. I came down with about six of the teachers who were going to Hattiesburg. We left Memphis and we stopped in Philadelphia. Oh, I remember it was the 4th of July, and I remember on the way down, you know, I could see no backyard barbecues. I mean, there was just like an ordinary day. This was not like a holiday at all. And then the same was true when we got to Philadelphia, and I knew, this is a city. And there were signs still colored bathrooms, white bathrooms and so forth, and by order of the police of Philadelphia. And I knew that this is the place, this was the city where, or around here, that they had disappeared. And I thought, where, how, and by whom? Where had they been taken, and how had they been killed, and by whom? So that was on my mind when we were in Philadelphia. And then when we finally arrived in Hattiesburg, just looking at this city now, it's just not like the city I remember, because it was a really kind of dowdy, tacky town. We came into a really crummy, rundown Greyhound bus terminal, and that our instructions were to call the COFO office as soon as we got there, and we did, and they came and got us, and then we were driven to this 4th of July picnic. Vernon Damer was sponsoring it, and I guess it was on his property. And when I first saw Vernon Damer, I thought he was white. He and I are both of German ancestry, so that accounts for his light skin. But I thought, what a courageous man! A local citizen, a white citizen who is sponsoring a 4th of July picnic. Well, and of course, later I learned the facts of his life. And it was lovely. We were meeting people, and I remember just having a very good time. And I remember encountering one of the best things about Mississippi, as far as I'm concerned, the pink and purple twilights here are just stunning. And as the sun was going down, Victoria Gray Adams started dispersing us all to her relatives. We were going to stay there. She said, "We got to get out of here. Darkness meant danger." Wow. So she had us all assigned, and we were transported to our host's home before darkness fell.
We'll hear more from Dr. Adicki's about her time teaching at Priest Creek during Freedom School late in the tour.